Exercises 4 through 6. In 1931, a young Japanese violinist and instructor named Shinichi Suzuki was teaching a violin class composed mostly of young men. After class one day, he was approached by the father of a 4-year-old boy. Would he consider teaching the gentleman's son? Suzuki was startled and a little speechless at the moment. He had no idea if a 4-year-old could learn to play violin and little idea how to instruct him. While rehearsing shortly afterward, though, a profound thought struck him. Virtually all Japanese children learn to speak Japanese early and with precision. The children of Osaka speak the difficult Osaka dialect, Suzuki thought to himself. They are unable to speak the Tohoku dialect, but the Tohoku children speak it. Isn't that something of an accomplishment? The obvious lesson Suzuki guessed was this. Through extraordinary repetition, parental persistence, and strong cultural reinforcement, every young child masters this steep technical challenge. Why couldn't this lesson apply just as directly to music? So Suzuki did accept 4-year-old Toshiya Eto as a pupil and began to develop a method of instruction he called the mother tongue method. He emphasized heavy parent involvement, steady practice, memorization, and lots of patience. Little Toshiya Eto responded beautifully, prompting Suzuki to teach more young pupils and refine his methods further. He came to quickly believe, in fact, that early musical training has an unusually powerful advantage over later training and that it was a road to an enriching life. A few years later, Suzuki featured 7-year-old Toshiya and several other young students in a public performance. A local newspaper trumpeted the wonders of 3-year-old Koji Toyoda, who played one of Dvorak's humoresques on a 1/16th size violin. "A genius appears," ran the headline. Suzuki was horrified by this interpretation. "Before the concert, I had told journalists talent is not inherent or inborn, but trained and educated. I had put emphasis on this and had repeated it." The message was just as important to Suzuki as his method. Gifts and talents, he was convinced, were not exclusive to the privileged few. With the right training and persistence, anyone could achieve remarkable success.